It's Thursday, May 19th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea is the second worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Any North Korean caught following Jesus is at immediate risk of imprisonment, brutal torture, and death. An estimated 50,000 to 70,000 Christians are imprisoned in North Korea's notorious system of prisons and labor camps. The government, ruled by the Kim family, views Christians as the most dangerous political class of people. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, explained how spiritually dark it is in North Korea.
Years ago, I was in North Korea. What a strange, dark place. They have prison camps the size of Washington, D.C., where people are put away for their whole life. They're murdered slowly. This is North Korea, an incredibly dark place. When a place is so dark, do you know what happens to people? They have an insatiable hunger for light. They want to know the truth. They want to know, what is the meaning of this life? Where do I find the light?
International Christian Concern buys time on a secular South Korean radio station to broadcast the gospel into North Korea.
That's why we broadcast the gospel into North Korea. And so years ago, we started working with a secular station. We carved out time for Christian stuff. So we do scriptures, we do gospel songs, Bible readings, whatever it is, but it's just Christian content going over a secular station. We purposely chose a secular station because the North Koreans have an incredible hunger to know what's going on in the outside world and to know what's going on in North Korea. There's a complete news blackout. This station does that. They're giving them news of North Korea and news of the outside world. And then we sprinkle in Christian content. Now that's really cool and it's really effective. And you know, when the North Koreans come out, when they escape and they're interviewed, they mention the station, they know about this station, we know it's working.
If you'd like to help fund this radio outreach into North Korea, you can give through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In Romans 10, verses 14 and 15, Paul asks, "How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." In the tight GOP primary race for senator in Pennsylvania, Dr. Mehmet Oz has pulled into the lead. The host of the former TV show Dr. Oz has 416,783 votes. Dave McCormick, an investment company CEO, has 415,543 votes. And Kathy Barnett, the pro-life champion, has 329,423 votes. The race is still too close to call. Fisher-Price, the toy company, thinks that RuPaul, the flamboyant cross-dressing man, is the perfect role model for little kids. That's why Fisher-Price launched the Little People Collector RuPaul figure set, which includes three dolls for $14.99. These 3-inch tall dolls depict RuPaul from the TV show RuPaul's Drag Race. The dolls promote cross-dressing and glorify the drag queen lifestyle. Fisher-Price has actually created a toy that glorifies gender confusion and ignores one's God-given biological sex. The RuPaul figure set comes complete with flamboyant pink and purple gowns and huge blonde wigs based on outfits worn by RuPaul himself. Monica Cole, director of 1MillionMoms.com, said, quote, "Thanks, Fisher-Price. Now parents will have to deal with the confusion experienced by their children when these inappropriate dolls are seen on store shelves. It is outrageous that a toy company is marketing and normalizing gender dysphoria to young children. Children are being groomed by Fisher-Price drag queen dolls under the disguise of playtime," end quote. Sign the 1 Million Moms petition urging Fisher-Price to discontinue production and sale of its Little People RuPaul figure set immediately. And finally, school board officials in Clark County, Nevada, are under fire this week after temporarily cutting a mother's microphone off as she read a school assignment given to her 15-year-old daughter, which was filled with profanity, reports TheBlaze.com. Video of the exchange has gone viral. Prior to reading from her daughter's assignment, Kendra Evans, the emotional mother, said this.
I'm going to read you an assignment given to my 15-year-old daughter at a local high school. This will be horrifying for me to read to you, but that will give you perspective on how she must have felt when her teacher required her to memorize this and to act it out in front of her entire class.
When Evan cited the first four sentences of the required school assignment, Evelyn Morales, the school board chairwoman, interrupted her.
Thank you for your comment. Forgive me. We're not using profanity. Are you okay? Yes.
The teacher required my daughter to memorize this and read this pornographic material.
You've got 1 minute and 19 seconds. I ask you simply, this is a public meeting. I ask for decorum.
If you don't want me to read it to you, what was that like for my 15-year-old daughter to have to memorize pornographic material and memorize it and torture?
At that moment, the microphone at the podium where the mother, Kendra Evans, was speaking was turned off, effectively censoring her. How ironic! The Clark County, Nevada School Board stopped the mother from continuing to recite the explicit assignment given to young teens by claiming it was too explicit for the public hearing. Isaiah 1 verse 17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression." And that's exactly what Kendra Evans sought to do. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.